This is Passport to Texas. Geomyces destructans, also called white nose syndrome, has been killing bats in the northeastern U.S. since 2006.
White nose is this really mysterious disease. We're still trying to figure it out. It's brand new. It's closely associated with a fungus that invades the bat tissues while they're hibernating.
Mylia Bayliss is a conservation biologist with Bat Conservation International. Researchers think the white fungus burrows into bat skin during hibernation, killing 90 to 100% of affected animals.
It seems like this fungus is disrupting their hibernation patterns, and they're waking up twice as often, and so they run out of fat twice as quickly. So in January or February, they're out of stored fat, and they simply starve to death in the caves and mines.
In May, university students in Oklahoma discovered a species of bat called cave myotis with a fungus, putting the disease on Texas' doorstep and creating a potential threat for the 50 species of bats that live here, like the Brazilian freetail.
Cave myotis very commonly roost in close association with Brazilian freetail bats. So I fully expect the Brazilian freetails to become infected with the fungus very soon. What I hope will happen is that our freetails won't die in mass because they don't really hibernate for very long.
Proactive measures to protect bat colonies in Texas. That's tomorrow. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.